This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Lovingly refer to it as YHP. It's the Your Hidden Powers Show. Jonathan Tucker is here from the new NBC television program, Debris. I want to, first of all, congratulate you on having the ability to do lots of great things. Jonathan and I are involved in something on my farm, so he and I have become quite close over the last few years, and I'm very proud of him. So let's just, for the heck of it, go through your career and what's brought you to this point that you're the lead in a very important new NBC television program. So how'd you get started? Where do your acting chops come from?
Well, thanks for the nice introduction, and I'm honored to be on your show. I'm a fan of yours, of course, and a fan of the show, fan of your family, fan of the farm.
So the first love, as far as your business life, and maybe you'll make the business that we're creating your first love, who knows, but you are a very good actor. So how did it all start?
We had a little summer house in upstate New York in a town called Saratoga Springs. And they have a wonderful performing arts center there that happens to be the summer residency for the New York City Ballet. And there's a local bakery company called Fryhofer's Bakery. And they would pay and go cover for the cost of a lawn ticket for senior citizens and kids under 12 for the ballet. And for also the Philadelphia Philharmonic. And so my grandmother, Doris, would take me every night to go see the ballet and sit in the lawn. And I fell in love with ballet. And when I came back to Boston at 5 or 6, I told my parents I wanted to do ballet. I wanted to do real ballet, not gymnastics. And I ended up with the Boston Ballet Company on their professional track for about 5 years before ending up kind of getting into a local casting office via a school teacher who kind of made a suggestion that I go and take the afternoon off and go read for this movie. So I ended up getting on kind of their Rolodex and go in from time to time and got a national commercial. And remember the very first moment I walked onto that stage being like, this is what I want to do. I was 10 or 11.
How would you characterize the characters that you've played over the years? Would you put them in one or two categories?
I would put them in one category, I would hope, which is authentic. You learn a lot from the people who have kind of come before you that you've gleaned from their experience, and you've learned a lot in your own failures and mistakes and all the sorts of things that become a part of, you know, your own narrative and I think what some people call wisdom.
Jonathan Tucker is here, the lead on the new NBC series Debris. Tell us about Debris, and you also are working closely with a lady who is your colleague in figuring out what the debris is. What is the debris?
About 30 years ago in our story, there was this kind of alien ghost ship or the wreckage of it that was hurling towards Earth. And so in that time, they put together a new department, a new organization called Orbital, which is part MI6, part CIA, to begin preparations for dealing with the debris that was going to be falling into the Western Hemisphere. The kind of two partners there from both sides of the pond are what the show is. And that's my partner, Finola Jones, and my character, Brian Beneventi. And every time, you know, this debris falls onto Earth, we go to investigate it. It causes a lot of strange reactions in the people that find it and touch it.
Jonathan Tucker plays Brian, is it Benvenuti? Is that how you pronounce the name?
Beneventi.
Okay. So how much of Tucker is in Brian?
Well, I mean, you know, every character is part of you in some capacity, some more than others. I think this is a little bit closer to home than some of the other characters that I've played, much to the relief of my wife and probably parents.
You played an MMA fighter in, was it a Netflix movie? What was the name of that movie?
It's a TV show called Kingdom, and it's on Netflix now. There's three seasons of it.
Right. You were on Westworld. I'm trying to think of some of the other things. You did City on a Hill, the story, the Boston-Charlestown connection, because that's where you were from. Many of the things that I've seen you in, you've played the bad guy, or you've played strange kind of werewolfish characters. Is that more taxing than just, you know, playing sort of a straight shot like you do in Debris?
I don't really see them as bad guys all the time. For instance, Jay Kulina from Kingdom is troubled, but not bad. You have to find the humanity in the people who are trying to get through their lives and take care of their families. Those characters often are provided more leeway in terms of the dynamism and color and context that you can bring to them by the creative folks who are holding the purse strings, so you can kind of just do more with those characters. But I'm interested in doing something more like what we're doing now, because I've been playing a little, you know, I've done a lot of the wilder or at least more voracious characters, and I was interested in coming and doing something on a network and something that was, you know, accessible but also really interesting and fun.
Yeah. Jonathan Tucker is here, the lead on the new NBC series Debris. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com, learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-555-1509. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-555-1509. That's 800-555-1509. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
Moving back into our focus here on Your Hidden Power, Doug Steffen with Jonathan Tucker. In this circumstance, just to give us a little insight before we run out of time into how this all comes about, I can hear voices in the background, so I'm guessing you're on set already, whatever that means. When you say on set, you're localized. There are a lot of, you're shooting this in Vancouver, so you're using the local ambiance to make the story, to tell the story, yeah?
Correct. Yeah, we are up in Vancouver, been up here since September. These are grueling schedules. Shooting these TV shows and, you know, the general filmmaking process demands pretty grueling hours. So, you know, very early mornings, very late nights. Oftentimes we'll bang into these six-day weeks. But as I said to you earlier, I truly have never been more grateful for the employment and more excited about the work. And certainly part of what's gotten me here is being able to bifurcate those two words in my language, because work and employment are different things, and you have to view them differently and you have to speak about them differently. Oftentimes they get conflated. And people say things like, I haven't worked in 6 months. It's like, well, you can work today. If you want to work as an actor today, you can go buy a play and read it or work on some accents or be in a class or, you know, go out and just observe people moving through space and interacting with one another. Employment's a different thing, but the satisfaction that we get out of life comes from the work. If you're employed, you're working, but you don't have to be employed to work.
Mm-hmm. That's a great way of looking at it. And this is really exciting because all of us who know you know how hard you work to get here. There are some people who say it's kind of like the X-Files or Men in Black. And you know me well enough to know that I don't like creepy crawly creatures, so I'll close my eyes when I see.
Yeah, there's no, we don't have any creepy crawly creatures, but we have some creepy crawly ideas, you know, right. Because what would you end up, what would change if we discovered as a species that there's intelligent life, it's not human out there.
Right.
And the things that don't change, you know, are your family and your faith and your friends and those relationships that you made, but it does makes you question a lot of big ideas and issues and it certainly dissolves some of the divisions that we have artificially put up between us as countries or as people. Right. And those are the sort of things we play with on the show.
Well, one of the things that you know about me and my belief in things that are of the radio program I do, this interview is going to end up on that as well, Your Hidden Power. This is something that I have long espoused to the chagrin of my children sometimes. You can imagine my son when I talk about our human beings coming from different places, other planets. I've maintained that for years on the air and off the air, that there's no really good reason to expect or figure, there's no way of really assessing why people in some parts of the world look the way they do and other parts of the world they look the way they do. I believe we've come here from other planets, and maybe that's what partially will come out of watching this drama, Debris.
I think we will ask a lot of big questions like that. More importantly, the question is, well, what are we doing here on Earth anyways? What are the things that really don't change if you are given and provided the information that there is life out there or that we came from somewhere else?
But then there's the usual action stuff, right? I think I called you last week when you had just finished shooting a scene, and I said, what happened to the bad guys? And you said, they're dead.
Yeah. Yeah, we wasted those guys. Yeah, there's some firearms. There's guys running around trying to find the debris and take the debris and do bad things with it. And there's government agencies that are in cahoots behind the scenes. I mean, we've got all the fun stuff of spy drama and of an alien show, and we've got all of those elements. But ultimately, you know, this is essentially a way in which to ask the bigger questions about our life here on Earth.
Very profound, my friend. The show is called Debris. It's on NBC. There's a lot of great buzz on it. You'll see the promos around. And actually, if you go to the NBC website, you can see some of the trailers. Really, now, you shot the pilot last year before COVID started.
We shot probably about two-thirds of it during the pandemic. And we finished the last of it when we came back in October.
Okay. So how many episodes are, just to give people a sort of behind the scenes, you were talking about all the days that you're shooting. How many episodes are in the can right now, and how many are in this first season?
We have completed 8 episodes, and we are shooting 9 and 10 now. We'll do 13 total. They're kind of considered one episode. So my favorite one. It's totally unique. It's got a real, like, kind of memento sort of quality to it, the Christopher Nolan film.
More with Jonathan Tucker here from Debris, a fascinating new show about things that you will not necessarily understand, but you're questioning here on Your Hidden Power.
T- Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
More with Jonathan Tucker here from Debris. You really answer this question when I ask you about learning lines and getting into, because of our relationship, you are, let's say I'm talking or you're busy in a business sense on a phone, and then all of a sudden you'll say, okay, I got to go back to the set, hang up the phone. So you have to get out of character to be a business person, and then you have to get back into character. Does that call on your 25 years of experience, or is it just something that you feel comes naturally?
Well, you've got to do a lot of work up front. You know, I mean, all the work is really done before you arrive on set. Once you're on set, it should be a fun experience, even if the scenes themselves might not be emotionally fun. And if something's a, you know, if you're really in an emotional state, I'm not going to be jumping in and out. But a lot of this stuff is interstitial. You know, you're stitching together, you know, beats and moments, running into a room, grabbing somebody, pulling them out, observing something. So in those times, you can kind of come in and out, and the character work has got to already be done. All the work already has to be done before you arrive on set.
But don't you have to rehearse a little bit, or you just take the shots and take 8-10 takes
There's a whole process. I mean, you know, you come in, you block, you show the crew, they light, you we'll probably rehearse offset and kind of discuss everything with the creative team that is involved with the scene. Might come back and walk through it again with the camera team, and then you'll start ripping off shots.
When I say easy, that doesn't mean it's not work. As you were saying earlier on, if you look at it as work, but if you love it and you kind of can fit into it, then it becomes a part of you. And I think that, you know, I don't know that much about acting, because when I tried acting, I was never any good at it because I ad-libbed too much. But you have to have it down. And I think that's what, you know, most of these people that are doing, especially episodic television, when they're shooting as much, I think it's a fabulous talent just to be able to remember the lines, frankly.
Well, I'm sure that when you got into the radio business, like I got into the film business, everybody said the same thing, which is everybody told me, they'd say, everything's changing. It's all changing. It's not like it used to be. Everything's changing. And that's true. I mean, I've been told that everything is changing in the entertainment business, from the way in which we distribute content to You know, the film cameras themselves used to shoot, you know, on 35 millimeter. Now we're, and now we shoot on a digital, you know, cartridge or disc. There are certain things that have been changing and will constantly change and are always in flux, but then there's certain things that remain, you know, constant. The quality of the conversations, I imagine, that you have on the radio, the integrity of the work, and communication between two actors, that really can't change. I guess, maybe, the big break, obviously, was Stanislavski and Brando and this idea of the method and that realism. But after that, you know, it's really about drilling down to telling the most unique stories we can with the most dynamic and authentic characters that we can. So, and that is fun, and it does take a lot of work, but it's nothing great ever comes from a place of safety, and the real magic happens when you're trying things that might potentially fail.
It looks to me like this is not going to fail. The buzz on it is great, and congratulations. So we'll see how this all comes out. Debris on NBC comes on Monday, 10 o'clock Eastern Time, starring Jonathan Tucker, who is... you're an American agent, and the lady who's with you is Ryan Steele. Is she known to American audiences?
Not yet, but she's all over the billboards in every major metropolitan area, and she sure will be.
Jonathan Tucker is here from the new NBC television program, Debris. Pretty amazing, this program and the questions that it asks of those who are watching it. And that's what we're trying to address here on Your Hidden Power. Doug Steffen with Jonathan Tucker.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
A Loveland, Colorado homeowner could go to jail for protecting his property from melting snow. He paid $10,000 for a permit to add a small addition, but then the city changed the rules. He had to stop work, pay another $30,000 for a new permit, and wait for approval. He waited so long winter came, and melting snow was pouring off the unfinished roof into his basement. He tacked up some plastic to temporarily route the water away, and the city compliance officers pounced. He was dragged into court for putting up plastic without a permit while waiting for the permit. Even the court could not figure out what he had done to deserve such abuse. In America, it's the government's job to protect our rights, not steal them. Thieves go to jail, not innocent victims.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. Don't take on the IRS alone. If you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. The experts at Optima specialize in a powerful IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-498-3622. 800-498-3622. 800-498-3622.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Mississippi has become the second state to open its COVID vaccination eligibility to all adult residents. Governor Tate Reeves announced the change Monday, saying the new eligibility will take effect on Tuesday. Several more states have also set up a timeline for opening up eligibility for all. As states are opening up their vaccine programs, some are also rolling back COVID restrictions, worrying health officials. Dr. Robert Bollinger is a professor of infectious diseases at Johns Hopkins University and tells CNBC that the spikes in cases being seen in Europe is a good reason not to take our foot off the gas when it comes to mitigation efforts in the U.S.
Well, we're certainly in a better place than we were this time last year, but we're not out of the woods yet. We're increasing the vaccination rate, but we're beginning to open up, as you know, around the country. We have increasing evidence that these variants are transmitted in the United States as well. So we really can't take our foot off the gas right now. This is the wrong time to do that.
This is USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
The Department of Homeland Security has dispatched FEMA to the southern border to assist in processing an influx of illegal immigrants crossing into the United States. DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announced the move over the weekend, saying the agency will be focusing on the influx of unaccompanied minors in Border Patrol facilities. Former Acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf says that calling in FEMA is further proof of a disaster at the border. He tells Newsmax TV that there aren't enough resources to handle the number of people coming into the country.
It paints the picture of a crisis on that southwest border. You don't bring FEMA, their resources, and their expertise into a situation like this unless it is completely out of control. And so I think that's what we are seeing down there, not only with minors, but also with family units. They don't have enough not only facilities, but people to process these individuals, the amount of individuals that are coming over and being released into the interior of the country. So they're having to come up with a variety of different solutions, and that includes FEMA. They've also called for the DHS surge workforce, which is taking other parts of the department and redeploying them down to the border. The unfortunate part, Sean, though, is they're not redeploying people to secure the border. They are simply redeploying people to process these populations faster, again, be released into the interior of the country.
And musher Dallas Seavey has won his record-tying fifth Iditarod Trail sled dog race. Seavey finished the shortened race Monday in 7 days, 14 hours, 8 minutes, and 57 seconds. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Geller here, world-famous paranormalist, mystifier, and friend of Doug Steffens. How's that? You could be introduced all over the world as Doug Steffens' friend. How's that? Or is that something we can promote?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're so famous that I am your friend.
I think it goes, the other way around. I'm well-known, you're famous. And that's an interesting question. What does it take to be able to handle fame? I've been with you over the last 25 years in circumstances where I've laughed out loud at people. We remember the night we went into that Indian restaurant, it was about midnight after you'd done a show, and it was just the three of us, you and Shippy and me, and these kids come out and they're half drunk, and they look at you and they say, it's, you know, the effing Uri Geller. And, you know, that's a highlight of many things. So you're probably more recognizable in Israel because that's your home country, right?
Yeah, that is true. But, you know, because I had this very successful television series called The Next Uri Geller on NBC in America, it was called Phenomenon. I'm quite well known now because it was 11 weeks in every country. Now, the span of attention of human beings, I'll repeat that. The span of attention of human beings is next to zero.
Right.
Because we're simply constantly bombarded. People forget. People don't remember. You don't remember what was on the news a couple of days ago. And unless you are controversial or there is some mystery around you or mysterious, you have powers and the debate, is it real, is it not? Those things tend to kind of anchor down in your memory, especially the spoon bending and the watch fixing, because the world has never, ever seen anything like that before. So that actually shot me, catapulted me into fame. The bizarrity, the strangeness, the oddity of what my demonstrations were about. There are people who remember me on Johnny Carson like it happened yesterday, and it was 40 years ago. But I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what's interesting about fame and being famous. There is no difference in being famous in a local country. When I was only in Israel, before I left the borders of Israel, I was extremely famous. And then I became very famous around the world. And guess what? There was no difference to me, anyhow, in my emotion towards fame or understanding what famous means. It was the same thing for me. So it's like buying a Ferrari. You love it the first day, and the next day, what's the big deal? I have a Ferrari.
Exactly. One of the things that's what I love about you. I remember Ed McMahon told me this sort of same thing. He loved being a celebrity, but it wasn't, his life was no different as a human being. We all have to go to the bathroom every day, put on our pants one leg at a time, and get nourishment. And after that, you know, we're kind of all the same. And it's because of people like you that know how to deal with fame, that it's okay. Some people don't know how to deal with fame, and they stumble and fall. They don't stay successful. You've been in the public eye for 50 years, and it's still the same fascination. That's the way I see it anyway.
Yeah, you know, to summarize, Doug, all the celebrities around the world, most of them, 99%, when they cry to you, oh, too many paparazzi, don't take figures, I don't want to be photographed, that's rubbish, nonsense. They need the publicity, they need to sell their CDs, they need to sell the movies all that. So,
all right, so speaking of selling, the Uri Geller Museum is kind of having a soft open. I noticed, Shibby just sent me a picture of this glass. I'm trying to, this looks like your artwork. Is that what this is, or what is this?
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. It's my artwork, and here in Israel, in the Technion, they found a new method to inject drawings into glass. So this is the first one. It's amazing. Now, if you look at the palm of my hands, those are clear. So the sun shines through them, and then at a certain time of the day, for a few hours, my handprint is on the floor inside the museum. Really incredible. I just noticed it today.
All right. I'm going to share this on my website and my Facebook page. This is something you want to go. I'll post it at yourhiddenpowershow.com, dougstefan.com. This is a picture that you really have to see. And you can find it also at Uri's website, Uri Geller, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, UriGeller.com, where you also can find the story of his book, Learning How to Douse. That's an intentional thing. It's all kinds of things, always activity in Uri's world. And it's very infectious, and we talk about it here. We're glad to have him on every week. I'm Doug Stefan with Uri Geller. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to this. Hear that? Ah, that's me spraying clear into my nostrils. People say, that's kind of an unusual way to promote it. Well, it's clear at X-L-E-A-R. It's the only natural sinus care system on the market that hydrates while it's working against the bacteria in the air, the viruses in the air, the contaminants in the air. It is a very, very easy product to use. Little plastic bottle, the little sprayer that you heard me use, and now my nostrils. And even you can tell when I use it how my nostrils and my voice clear up. Well, you can do the same thing 2-3 times a day, every 2 or 3 hours. Have this bottle with you and clear out all the bad things that are in our air. It's a fabulous product. I'm using it all the time. People on my staff on the radio program side are using it. Clear at clear.com, X-L-E-A-R. As a matter of fact, when you go there, you can look at the petition that a lot of these folks who are involved in this business, the sort of hand spray business, if you will, nasal spray business, it's been proven by lots of scientific research that it can help prevent flus and illness, other illnesses. So doctors and nurses and some public health officials are petitioning the CDC right now to issue guidance calling on the folks here in our country to use nasal sprays to combat the pandemic. Doctors are using them in treating COVID-19 patients now. If they get CDC approval, it'll help a lot of people stay healthier much better. Clear.com is the place to go, XLEAR.com. You can lend your voice, sign the petition today. Look for the green tab on the right side of the screen. Click on it and sign the petition. Clear. It's clear that Clear is so helpful. XLEAR.com. Don't forget, here on Your Hidden Power, there are lots of things going on every week. We continue the conversation, so what you get in the first week, you can get in the second week. That is, if you don't hear all of the programs, you can go to our website and to yourhiddenpowershow.com specifically to hear the recent podcast, to hear, you can go back, there's 182 of these things, so you can see in the title what the contents are. For example, the most recent one has Laura Banks talking to William Shatner about things out of this world. It's the new Shatner TV show, and certainly he's associated with all kinds of things from out of this world since he was in Star Trek. It's a nice conversation with the two of them. Shatner has a senior moment talking about Christopher Lloyd. Anyway, Laura and Shatner are friends, so it was kind of nice that I had them on together. And then there's Uri Geller. He's always with us, along with Mary O'Malley, our psychic scout. Check it all out every week. Take your mind into a different place. Find Your Hidden Power at yourhiddenpowershow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech. But Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others, while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Mary O'Malley is here, our psychic scout on Your Hidden Power. She has a website, soulscout.live, S-O-U-L, scout.live. She's writing a book. That'll be kind of interesting. How are you doing on getting takes from people about their psychic experience? I know that you're writing about a number of different things, like how you're instructing people how to pick a good psychic, a good medium. Maybe you should pass some of that information along to our listeners here. How do you pick a good psychic? How does one being good for one person doesn't necessarily mean that person's going to be good for somebody else, right?
Right. But even so, the very best way is word of mouth.
Yeah.
Most people are surprised how many of their friends actually use psychics. So, yeah, word of mouth. Another way people don't think about is the specialty of the psychic. So some psychics specialize in pets or relationships, health, finances, missing objects, missing persons. I even know attorneys that are psychics, you know, so
really?
Have legal issues. Yeah, yeah. You can go to psychic hotlines.
Like, that's pretty bizarre. That sounds really like Mondo Bizarro territory.
Listen, I even had a client who's a surgeon who wanted to work on her psychic stuff. Yeah. Psychic hotlines, you know, on the internet. That's a little harder. Sometimes you get a really, really good psychic, and sometimes you get a really, really not good psychic.
Are there sites you can send people to that you think are better than others so that people who are listening don't waste their money on going to bad
sites?
That's
the problem. With the hotlines, it's kind of hit and miss, and anybody who's good usually leaves the hotline and goes out on their own because they can make better money. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
a lot of these hotlines, you can't even use your real name. So
why?
You know,
why would you use your real name?
Because they don't want people tracking you down. You know what I mean? So if I'm making money for a psychic hotline, they don't want their people to go directly to me.
To find directly.
They don't make the money.
Yeah. Right,
and the other thing is to really, really trust your intuition. Find out
but
about
if people
psychic.
Are going to a psychic, by definition, maybe they think their intuition is lousy, and that's why they're going to somebody whose intuition is much better than theirs.
Right, but even at that, we all have kind of a gut reaction to somebody, where you feel connected or you don't feel connected.
Right.
Or you feel cared for or you don't feel cared for. You know what I mean? Everybody has an intuition. You know, everybody has some psychic abilities. So even though you're looking outside of yourself to help with some answers, it doesn't mean your own intuitive abilities aren't still working. And, you know, find out how your psychic works. If you prefer somebody who just reads cards, you know, find out if, you know, how that psychic, do they read cards or, you know, do they use some other tools or,
now,
you know,
let's stick
find
with
out
that
about
for a second.
And do a little research.
Speaking about cards, there are lots of different decks. There are different, you use a deck of tarot cards. Why have you decided that you like the, whatever it is that you've decided you like? What is there that you like about the deck? What kind of cards you use and what do you like about them?
Well, I don't actually use cards anymore, but when I did, I used a bunch of different cards. The straight tarot deck, I felt needed to be read as a straight tarot deck, and it's so complicated. You can't believe it. You got to know what the numbers mean, the different astrological signs mean, you know, all the different iconography means. So I went to more of an oracle card where they had kind of simpler pictures and meanings, and it was easier for me to read them. But even at that, I didn't exactly read them. As the cards themselves. For me, it was letting the pictures that were standing out tell me a story about that person.
What amazes me is how you can look at these cards and come up with a story or learn the story that's told in the cards. I think that's a fascinating talent. All right, so find out all about Mary's talents. Get a great reading. MaryO'Malley.com, PsychicScout.com, SoulScout.live, all that. That's the connection to Mary, and you're always connected to her here on Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Let's bring into the fold Laura Banks, actress, author, and astrologer, to give us an update this week. You want a good astrology reading? Go no further than StarGalNetwork.com to set up a time with this talented lady. So there are a lot of people who are feeling relieved. And psychologically, it may be because we see sort of an end at the end of the tunnel to the COVID thing. But is there something going on astrologically? You've been predicting since late last year that things were going to change dramatically. Are we about to, as we go into the springtime, what do they call this, the spring equinox or something? What is it? Not vernal,
right,
it's fall.
Equinox.
What's it?
It's the spring equinox. It's the spring equinox. Mm-hmm.
All right, so where does that bring us?
Relief. Particularly the
relief.
New moon. And
yeah.
Relief. We're in a phase
like
of relief.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. How do you spell that? It has to do with that new moon in Pisces.
L-A-U-R-A. That's how you spell it.
We're in a time of more compassion for other people. How you feel about this $1 trillion going out plus to everyone? It really.
I don't feel good about it because it really isn't doing what they said it was going to do. But you know,
right.
Despite that,
right.
Some people will get a benefit from it. But you know, there's a lot of optimism daily. I see there's a website called the Optimist Daily. I don't know if you ever see that or not.
No,
but
don't.
Yeah, I'll send you. You can sign up for it.
Yeah.
But what really it does is give you a lot of answers on a daily basis to the things that we are growing into, and you know, so people, some of us try to take the astrological point of view and couple it with reality, because in my mind, this is reality. A lot of people separate the stuff out, right? And they don't.
Right.
It's for entertainment.
When, in
purposes.
Fact, you know what they say: millionaires don't use astrology; billionaires do. J.P.
Yes.
Morgan Chase,
Warren
Albert
Buffett
Einstein.
Does.
Yeah.
It's a 5,000-year-old science. Look, right now we've got three planets hanging out in Pisces, which is the sign of compassion, understanding, relationships, genuine spiritual desire to grow, to change, and it's also, unfortunately, the place of, you know, addictions, compulsions, drugs, alcohol. You know, right now we've got Sun conjunct Neptune. Oh, my gosh, it's going to be there for a few days. Not a time to sign a contract, not a time to do anything in the concrete world. It's a very dreamy kind of, we're all like possibly playing out these romance novels in our minds, whatever that means. Mm-hmm. But then we've still got those planets in Aquarius, which is four planets in Aquarius and three in Pisces. So I think that's why this is a historical bounce of money back to the people, better or worse, richer or poorer. You know, that just is what
happens. Well, it's not money in the first place, so yeah.
Yeah, and that had to do with that. We've got the full moon in Libra coming up on March 28th, which is beautiful for relationships. Everyone's going to want to be increasing their partnership potential. Good time for online dating, for looking for someone. You know, we've got that new moon this Saturday in Pisces, which is just a real chance to come to terms with, like, how we really can love each other. And as corny as that sounds, you know,
that
starts as yourself. Well, it starts with yourself.
All right, I want to know... I was reading something about Neptune. Where does Neptune come into all of this? You had mentioned Neptune, but it'd be nice to know, how does it play in this?
Well, it's a very slow-moving planet, and Neptune is all the unseen. It's Poseidon. It's the unconscious, and right now it's conjunct the conscious. And so we have a chance, if we were into meditation or dipping down, you know, Neptune tells us, look, it's not going to come easy. It's a deep dive. It's not a shallow dive. Like, Geminis want to go shallow. There's, you know, all of us kind of want to do, but Geminis are really good at it. And you know, the hardest thing is to do a cultural reading inside of the fact that, you know, when I do readings every week, it's such a deep dive into the intimate moments of that person's chart, which are going to then affect how they're relating to the transits. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about transits. And so Neptune really is in many ways considered negative. I mean, each planet is positive and negative. It's a giant generational planet. So, you know, our generation was all born within the same planets. And then the next generation... Pluto, Neptune, and Uranus are the generational planets. They're the outer planets. They're really far away, but they're so strong that they influence us personally, it just can either be completely delusional or inspirational. So when you find yourself in delusion, you go, oh, this is awful, I'm in my daydream mode. Unfortunately or fortunately, that's where the dreams are born.
People who are used to getting good astrological advice, that can be coupled, at least it was with me and some people that I know, with kind of a spiritual transformation, because the spirit stuff goes with, that's part of why I sort of couple you in the conversations they have on the podcast, Your Hidden Power, because there's a spiritual aspect to astrology. And if you really want to figure it out, get a great reading from Laura at StarGalNetwork.com. Laura Banks with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.